Hey guys, I am so excited for Ethos Training Systems to be the official sponsor for my podcast, Getting Zen with Gen Z. They are located at 314 West Institute Place, Chicago, and are Chicago's first sustainable strength, conditioning, and mobility group training facility. Their three main focuses are fat loss and conditioning, strength development, and injury prevention and mobility. Be sure to sign up for their new client promo at ethostrainingshy.com and make them your number one for all your training needs. Follow them on Instagram at Ethos Training Shy for awesome tips and updates. Getting Zen with Gen Z, empowering, motivating, and inspiring you to live your happiest, healthiest life. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Getting Zen with Gen Z. Today's guest in studio is Elise Swopes. She is a visual storyteller from Chicago, mobile artist, and creative director. I met Elise when I was on Patty's show, the Patty Vasquez show. One night she joined us for live radio and we instantly connected. She has the most amazing energy and spirit ever. I was like, she's one of my perfect clients.
Thank you.
So welcome, Elise.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I knew, I'm telling you, when I met you and you asked me to come back, I was like, I have to.
I mean, your energy, it just amazing. I'm so grateful to have so many awesome connections in life. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I really do believe, which we'll kind of touch on a little bit later, but you know, when you're putting out the positive, mm-hmm. you get it in return.
I swear, I promise. Cause I'm living proof. I used to be such a negative person and I switched up how I act, how I think, how I practice, how I just believe. And it really switched everything for me.
Well, and that was one of the main reasons you kind of spoke on that a little bit when we were on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to have her on the podcast. Yeah. No, I mean, there's so many other reasons why. But I was like, that's something that I think is really important to talk about and Absolutely. Something that I always try and kind of preach just because it is truly so important to put that vibe out there.
I agree. You don't want to show all the best parts of life. Perfection is not progress. I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. like failure and lessons is everything to me. And that's what I've grown to know.
Absolutely. You have to learn from all those experiences.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we'll definitely touch on that in a little bit. But I want you to give us a little bit of background on how you've built your business, which is incredible, I think. One of the quotes that you have on your website that I love is, I create to inspire others to pursue their dreams. And you're able to do that through the artistic avenue of specializing in photography. You're in influencer marketing mm-hmm. and graphic design. Mm-hmm. So some of your photos and pictures, I mean, your Instagram, first of all, you have almost 300,000 followers.
Yes.
Which is mm-hmm. fantastic and kudos
it's
to you.
It's crazy. Sometimes I wish I had a little less because I think it wouldn't be as like, it would be more approachable. I don't know. I feel like sometimes hitting 300,000 is like, okay, now I have to live up to something. I wish it was like maybe if we get 100K or something.
Oh my God, I love it. Well, you are so approachable. You just be you.
I mean, at this point, I'm really very transparent about a lot of things. I mean, Instagram and the mobile stuff came up because of my love for graphic design when I was a kid. I taught myself how to design websites, how to do I wasn't shooting photos though until Instagram in 2010. So mm-hmm. I really am a self-taught type of person. Just figure it out, fail along the way, and just forgive yourself. Really. That's really it.
I love that. I love yeah. that. So how did you start? So when you were younger, you just fell in love with art and design? Yeah.
Well, I was really obsessed with the computer. My mom got us like those old Mac computers with like the blue back.
Yeah.
She rarely allowed me to get on. But when I did, I was like on AOL and there was these different apps or these different programs called like Kid Picks mm-hmm. Where you could just create different like little art pieces. And that to me was for some reason something I was really gravitating towards. And I think both my parents kind of caught on to that. Mm-hmm. And eventually my dad got me my own computer. It had Photoshop and Illustrator. So with their support and their just like drive to really push me, I think that still in this moment put me where I am.
Oh my, I mean, that's, so did you have any schooling or did you really just teach yourself kind of everything in the way of design?
I was actually homeschooled until I was in third grade by my dad. Okay. So then I went into school and I was put in accelerated classes. My dad is like one of the best teachers, one of the best people in this world. I'm telling you, I'll put money on him like changing the world, but
that's amazing.
He taught me and my brother so much. But then when I got into school, I was like, oh, there's more people and there's things. I mean, I always hung out with like my, I had a lot of cousins. I always hung out like outside, in our cul-de-sac and stuff like that. I wasn't like sheltered or anything. I was super like, I still went to daycare and stuff like that when my parents were gone sometimes.
So you had that social.
Yeah, I was very social too. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the nice thing about my parents. They were still very realistic about things. Like they weren't very like, you can't know this.
You. Yeah.
That's why I think I am this way, because I'm very like realist. Like I'm not afraid to talk about anything. I'm not like awkward situations don't make me uncomfortable at all. Like
I love it.
And I don't care about anything really at that point. So I'll talk about whatever, but I think it's not how everybody is. So sometimes it can be uncomfortable for some people in my situation. Not everyone's going to love me, but I would love for everybody to love me. But, you know, so I'm like my dad and I'm like my mom in so many ways that they're just very friendly and open and honest.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that, you know, you have that piece and experience of being homeschooled and then transitioning into more of a public school setting. How did you feel like that kind of changed or impacted you?
It was messy because I was very like, I did not like to listen to teachers. I was very combative. Like I liked doing my own thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm a college dropout. I almost barely even graduated high school because I just was, I wanted to just do my own thing. I knew that whatever I needed to do, I can figure it out myself. I understand that like, school was absolutely important at this time because I wish if I went back, I would have done all my homework. I just would have did what I was supposed to do. Like, I don't even know why I had to like be so messy, but like I had to, you know, to be who I am today.
Right.
But at, like now today, I'm like, I wish, you know, I would have finished college, would have did that. But I didn't feel like that at the time. I had to listen to my heart. And even though maybe my dad was always behind me, my mom sometimes was like, you need to finish school, you need to finish school. Cause I don't think she understood like, and I don't even think my dad even understands necessarily, but now he's very proud and they're both very proud of what I do. But at the time they were like, you know, what's social media? It's not going to sustain you. Like, what is this that you're doing? Because we don't know what you're really doing. You're actually struggling because, I mean, it wasn't very lucrative for a very long time for Instagram. Like, even though I was doing a lot of like different jobs, I was still super broke. I never got to pay my rent. Like, I was struggling even with like 100,000 followers or 200,000. Like, that doesn't bring like a lot. You still have to work really, really hard for what you want. And you have to create creative ideas and you have to do things. And you also have to be healthy in your personal life. And that's where I was wrong, where I just really lost sight of what was important, my health. So through that, I just, here I am today.
That's well, so there's a lot of different notes to touch on
there
right
is.
There.
So I jumped around a lot.
No, I love it. I love it. It sets the baseline here. But, you know, I mean, yes, education is important depending on what you want to learn and what you want to do. But I think, you know, you had the drive, you followed your gut, you were very self-motivated, which I think a lot of people sometimes struggle with.
Right.
And I think that's where you and I are very similar. Mm-hmm. And we recognize and understand the hustle because working for yourself, you know, entrepreneurs, it's a struggle. It's not always, you know, there's going to be a lot of failures and a lot of wins, which of course I can translate to jujitsu as well, but I have to throw that in there. You know, it's these life lessons that just make you stronger. But when you have a vision, which, you know, creative people, I think sometimes have that vision and other people can't see it. Right. But it's like you have to follow your heart and just keep driving forward. Mm-hmm. So when other people can't always understand, and it's okay that they don't, but you have to keep pushing and driving to achieve your goals when you know in your heart it's the right path.
Absolutely. And that's what that's the difference between someone who perseveres and someone who doesn't, is that these people are going no matter what anyone says, no matter what even you say in your own head. Like, I've doubted myself plenty, but I was like, no, I gotta keep going because there's, I don't even know if there's a goal in sight, but I just do what I feel what's right and I keep going.
Right. Well, it's like you piggyback off those opportunities. Yeah. I think it's like when you see things that are finally coming to fruition, like we just talked about in the hallway, like you can plant so many seeds and you just keep doing things that you think are right.
Yes.
And eventually, and it's not always about, you know, there, the struggle is real when it comes to finances. Mm-hmm. And you just have to kind of trust yourself and know that eventually things are going to pay off. But it's not only the financial piece. It's what you're doing to help others.
Yeah.
And it's fulfilling your own dreams and doing what you love and living your passion, which I think is so important.
It really is. It really is. The passion is everything. And that's what's going to keep you going. Yeah, honestly.
100%. And your passion has driven you so far, I feel like. And I want to point out, too, you're very young.
I'm about to be 30. I'm 29. I know I look really young. I know I look really young.
Like,
and both my parents. How old do you think?
I don't push you on spot, like, but 22.
Oh, I like that. I'm with it. I hope it lasts for a while. Because when I hit, like, obviously 50, 60, I hope I'm looking 30, 40.
Oh,
yeah. If it can happen,
I mean, I have no doubt that will be the case.
Yeah.
But no, I was like, I mean, 29, I'm blown away.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I've lived
a
decent life. I mean, it's kind of crazy when people ask me like about like the things I've been through. They do think that I am super young and I'm just starting. And I tell them about the things that I've been to rehab. I've done this. I've done that. I've traveled the world. Like it's like, they're like, oh.
They're like, how old are you?
Okay. Now I see. All right.
Yeah, I get it. So you do have a lot of life experience to speak to, but you still have, but at 29, I mean, you have developed such an amazing business. And I want you to talk about everything that you do, what services you offer, how you've kind of gotten to this place and this brand for yourself, really.
It's still a process.
Oh,
I think
always.
Being a business owner, you always, like, every day is something new. You are a teacher as well to your team and the people that you need to assist you on things that you can't do. I think that's one of the biggest things I had to do, is let go of the control of everything, because I'm a very controlled person and I'm very specific, and I'm a perfectionist.
Why, yep.
I really am. So, but there's an honesty in that, and there's flaws within perfection, of course.
You know,
and
that doesn't always
I'm okay
exist.
With that.
But
yes, of course. Exactly. Yep. And that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm okay with that. It's as long as I'm aware.
Right.
But within that, as a business owner, I'm growing and I'm really learning to trust so many different people, and in that I'm also learning to let go. I'm like, trusting people is okay. Like, it's not that hard. You just gotta tell them your truth, gotta tell them what you want, and just communicate. Like, communication is key for absolutely everything, and you can't hold anything in. You can't be talking behind people's backs. Like, you really have to say how you feel and what you want.
Absolutely.
So for me, I'm a photographer. I'm also a videographer. I'm a social media influencer, which means different brands come to me for, like, maybe they need to sell a product, maybe there's an event, maybe just an idea or a concept, or someone needs to, like, they want the audience to do something, or a coupon. It could literally mean
anything.
I could travel, like, to Japan. I could travel to Paris, which I've done through them. Like, so many things. Go to Dubai,
and
just shooting with my phone. I went to Dubai just to shoot with my phone. So
that is crazy.
Yeah. So
I mean,
that type of thing is in that. That's what I also could do. But every day is, right now I'm like starting to write my book. I'm trying to build my first solo gallery. I'm writing like my daily reminders. I'm doing my daily sunrises. I'm trying to create work consistently. That's like, it's hard when you're like doing so much and you're trying to spread yourself so thin. And then you're like, oh, I have to go outside and shoot. You know, but then the day goes by so fast. So I have to make like time.
You have to organize your time.
I have to organize my time. So that perfectionism part of me, though, I really like that.
Girl,
like organizing, using colored pens notebooks and planners.
Journals,
stickers.
Planners. I mean,
don't even get me started.
So many.
So yeah,
it's amazing.
It's fun. But I've not always been like that. I just have learned that that's the way I need to work. And it's also helped with my anxiety, too. I used to get a lot of anxiety about like overthinking a lot of things because I wasn't writing anything down.
Well, we get overwhelmed when there's so much going on, and we don't, I truly tell people, I think organization is key to achieve your goals, because then you know what you need to work on, what you need to focus on. You can be present in that moment and then it's like, and next. Yeah. Okay, I've got this. So then there's a lot less stress kind of revolving around that.
Absolutely.
So. But that's, I mean, you, so what kind of brands have you worked with? Just to give us an idea, because I want people to understand like how incredible you are.
I've worked with Adidas and McDonald's, and Method Soap was a really fun project. I don't know if you're Method.
Method, that's a Target, right?
Yes, it is. Yes. It's really, really great. I've done something with Apple. Oh, I've got my third Apple Talk coming up, by the way.
Really?
Really great. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And there's, I'm like blanking, but honestly, if you go to my website, you'll see like 50 logos on my page.
That's awesome. And your website is swopes.co.
Yeah.
I mean, the name, come on now.
Or you can do swop.es.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm like a, I'm telling you, I'm like a graphic designer, like web designer at the heart. Like, even through all this Instagram stuff, I still am very, like, very serious about making sure that all my website and everything looks really good.
That, well,
I mean, design my entire website. I like make sure that I'm like my logos and everything. I just want to be a, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the control side, but like it is your brand.
But that's also because I grew up like on MySpace and like making a ton of money in middle school selling people MySpace layouts. And like,
I mean, stop it.
I remember like that literally making tons of money selling MySpace layouts. And I had like a brand on MySpace. Like I would like make people their own. Like it was the thing at my school. It was like, Swopes makes MySpace layouts. Hit her up. Like all the cool girls were like, Swopes, you gotta make me, you know? It's like, yes.
That's incredible. I mean, Swopes, though, like that name is like perfect.
I'm really blessed. Shout out to my dad. Shout out to my dad's side of the family. It's really genuinely a great name. Really a blessing.
It is, I mean, it's just, it's well, also my, it just works.
Even my first name, Elise Swopes.
Yeah,
like my parents.
It
flows.
It flows.
Oh God, I love them so much.
It's beautiful.
Oh, they're the best.
They definitely set that, set you up for success
really
right there.
They did. So I just, I remembered a few of them. Yeah. I didn't remember necessarily.
No, go
I pulled
ahead.
Them up.
Go for it. Wait. Listen, go
so
ahead.
I just did a project with Uniqlo, which is huge. I love Uniqlo. I don't know if you ever heard about them. They're based in Japan, but they've got a USA brand now. Mm-hmm. But it's just really simple clothing, like the best. Like they're just super, super dope. Done so much with Adobe. Adobe is like the freaking gods of just like design and creation and artistry. Like for them to trust in me and to want me to represent them is like all sometimes that I need to know that I'm doing good.
Hey, you know what? Those are great reminders.
Yes, it really is. It really is.
That's a great confidence boost in knowing you're doing good
things. And also, it kind of like, it reminds you that you, everything is accessible. Like the things that you thought were so much higher up than you are really very like at the same level, and you are not any worse or any better than anyone. You're really like all here to create and collaborate and build something for the greater good.
I think it's just being open to that, those opportunities and knowing that yes, you can.
Yes. I say yes to a lot of things. Like I'm a yes, but it, sometimes it doesn't work, but other situations I'm like recently, there was a situation where one of the brands didn't want to pay me a certain amount, and I knew that saying yes in the long run was going to work because then I could put their logo on my page and I could say that I did it, right?
Right.
But we still fought for a little bit, you know, got the right amount, sort of, you know, but I wasn't all the way there to other things, but I was still happy because I could say that I did it. Those are the things that I've learned as a business person that you have to understand. Like, you have to use your judgment on every single situation.
100%. And you never know like what's going to benefit you.
Yeah.
Things can benefit you and have value in different ways. That's not, you know, necessarily monetary.
Right.
But if that's something that's like, okay, this I can put on my resume, I can put this on my website, and this is going to propel me even further in the future. Great. You have to look at, take everything into accountability.
I think of a really great story right now.
Go for it.
One of the first really big gigs I did was for Casamigos, which was Randy Gerber and George Clooney's tequila brand. They sold it, I think, for $2 billion or something that recently. Congrats to them.
Yeah.
But they paid me in 12 tequila bottles for 12 photos. I was their first Instagram takeover artist. And I got, it's the best story. It's the greatest thing that I could say that I was like, I don't necessarily need the money for it. I don't even care. Like, I did it and it's dope. Yeah. I'm not even mad about it. I'm really not even mad. Because I was beginning, it was a beginning stage for me as an artist. Mm-hmm. I didn't know my worth. I learned a ton of lessons through it, but I also get to say that I did it. And in that time, I could have said no and I was like, you know, whatever, but I was like, nah, I'm gonna say yes. Because now I get to talk about it.
Like, who knows what would have happened?
Right.
And what path you'd be on.
Right.
And that's the thing. We, you know, we learn and grow from the experiences. Yeah. And that's something that's like, that's your foot in the door. That's a big door.
Right.
To be walking into.
They said George Clooney liked my work. And I was like, okay.
That's enough for me. I'm good. That's
and other people would be like, I'm not going to do it. I've been talking to another friend who told me that there was an opportunity for him where he knew he wasn't going to get paid enough. And he ended up saying no. And he looks back on it. He looked back on it and he wished he would have did it. And it's just, I understand there is a promise of worth. You deserve everything. You deserve, and especially people like to, they don't understand the concept of like, people invest years of their life in order to make something for 30 minutes. So just because they did it in 30 minutes doesn't mean it's easy. That means that they did that for that 10 years or 15 years or 20 years or 30 that allowed them to create it in that little bit of time. So people don't understand the concept of like monetizing like years and of you know, talent. So
you know what, you touch on a good point.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't always realize the back end work that goes on, especially when you're an entrepreneur and, you know, using technology. I'm sure people are always like, oh, you're on your phone or you're on your computer, or, you know, this or that. And it's like the grind to create and to do all of this stuff on your own, especially if you don't have a team, can take so much time, so much energy, so many years to create something. So you do have to, it's important that you put that value on it for yourself because you're fighting for yourself basically and to have this, you know, career.
Yeah.
But there are opportunities and times where I think it's the balance of the yes and no.
Yes.
You know, saying yes to opportunities that you think can really push you forward, but also knowing when to say no. One of my favorite quotes is no is a complete sentence.
It really is. Oh, I love that. I love that.
You know, and it's not saying no to shut down opportunities, but you know, we can be taken advantage of. You don't have to justify things. You don't have to explain yourself, but you can just say no. When something doesn't feel right, if you're overwhelmed, if you need time for you, whatever it is, no. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, that's incredible. I love that story. George Clooney loves your work, man. That's
I don't know if he remembers me anymore, but he's got a lot on his plate, twins and stuff.
I wonder
how that's going.
I know.
I don't think we'll ever find out. He's so secretive.
But that's incredible to say you were part of something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's really cool.
So how, you know, what I really want you to be able to share is what tips can you give for Instagram and social media for those business owners out there and entrepreneurs to utilize to be able to kind of help, you know, push their businesses forward, their brands?
Consistency is key. You can have influencers and people shout you out all day, but you have to make sure that when they go to your page or whatever you have a consistent flow of information, of images, of things people can see and gain access to and whatever. Like, just have someone creating content for you consistently and persistently and being community-based, holding contests or just, I don't know. I think the biggest thing that people don't realize is that you can put money into stuff all day and you can think of a great idea, but it doesn't mean that people are going to just like go to that place. I've had really, really great projects where I've like traveled and I shouted out like whatever the project was, and the page for the actual thing only had my images on it from what I shot, and then they're not posting their own content. Like, no one's gonna follow you, no one's gonna care about what you're doing unless you're doing your own thing too. Like, you have to build something for yourself that's unique, that's persistent, consistent. Just like, I don't know. I think that's it. That's the only way I did how I've done it is I've just been very obsessed with it. Very, very detailed and very, very like niche-y too. Like, my thing is like mobile photography and editing.
To be a little more specific.
Like very specific, and to also be very protective of your things like contracts and stuff like that. I think there's such a broad way to go about social media and also not to spread yourself too thin with it. Like a lot of people have so many different like accounts, like different social medias like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all these things. And I think it's easy to also like post one place and then have it post everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Using like streamline apps like IFTTT, I think that's what it's called. I actually just posted, I'm like going in circles because there's so much that I have on my mind.
Hey, listen,
but I just shared a YouTube episode. I just got on YouTube, my first two episodes. And the first episode is about the top 10 apps to use for surreal editing and creating on your phone. So mm-hmm. these are basically, you can do absolutely any kind of editing with these apps on your phone. And then also the second one is the top 10 tips for beginner freelancers and social media influencers. So I basically go down the line of like, the first thing is like, you have to have your heart in it. Like we were talking about, like that is the first thing, because people are going to doubt you. You're going to doubt you. Your friends and family are even going to question you. Like, it's just, that's the first thing. Lock in, and that is it. You got to stay locked in. And sometimes mm-hmm. even things can change. Things can shift. That's fine. Whatever. You can change your mind. You don't have to be locked into who you think you need to be.
Right. Well, you're going to evolve naturally, yes. I think, over time. Yeah. I think you need to.
Yes.
It's necessary mm-hmm. to kind of grow. The YouTube thing's interesting because I'm starting to do YouTube videos and episodes also. So that's mm-hmm. something that I'll be launching soon. But what's your YouTube channel? So people can go there and get some information.
You know what? So the thing about YouTube is that I just signed up and I feel like they won't give me like a URL yet because I'm too new or something. Like I don't have like a YouTube / you know what I think,
right.
like that. Like,
right.
I don't know.
So I'm sure
you
just
find it on my website, though.
And find it on your website.
Swopes.co. Okay. Yeah. Because I have everything there. Like the main point of my website is so that people don't have to even go on Instagram. They don't have to go on Twitter. They don't have to go anywhere. They can get everything there.
One hub.
Yeah.
Yeah. For mm-hmm. sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, you just have so much information, so many different things. And even on your website, though, people can purchase. I was looking too. Mm-hmm. I mean, your photos are available. Mm-hmm. Your photos are incredible.
Thank you.
And you focus mainly on a lot of like Chicago architecture mm-hmm. and scenery, and yeah. that's kind of your niche for that. Mm-hmm. It's so incredible. I mean, you guys have to check out her work because it is beautiful. And I didn't realize, I was like, oh my God, she does so many things with branding and influencing. And not, I mean, and her photos are available, right. of course. Like you have to have those on
yeah.
there.
I mean, I print all of them at my house too. I do them all by hand. I sign them. And I also like write a little note with each one.
Stop
and
it.
I put like free stickers in there and stuff. Like I'm telling you, I'm very personal about it. And I'll even sometimes like if I have a little like lavender spray nearby, I'll like spray it on
Stop.
The card.
Oh my God.
Just to get set a little tone, you know, like I just like setting the mood. I think if you look at my work, I'm all about just mood, like just moodiness mm-hmm. and just you'll feel something. Like I don't know what it is, but you'll feel something.
That's awesome. Well, you're so authentic. Like I just love that you do have to be comfortable with who you are
yeah.
and put it out there. If people are going to love it or hate it,
takes a
but
while.
It's you're you. Yes. It Oof. Takes a long time. I mean, to be vulnerable is hard sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about my old self. I'm like, oh, you poor girl. I'm so sorry.
Let's talk about that. I want to talk about that because
yes.
I want to get into how you chose the path of positivity. Mm. And people are probably going to be sick of me saying this, but people have always said to me, and sometimes it's almost been in this negative connotation, but Jen, you're always so positive. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, how can you really be that way? Mm. Listen, choosing to be positive is, I think, the stronger, harder choice.
It's
not
so
always
hard.
Easy.
It's really easy to be negative.
Exactly. And it's not saying don't feel your emotions. You
absolutely have to
feel your emotions.
You have to. You have to lock into that negativity to be positive, because if you are fake about it, you're not going to get anywhere. That's not healthy at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So take us down your path a little bit, your journey
of your
old self.
My old self, she used to go out. She used to party. I have been a drug addict with alcohol and cocaine and Xanax and Adderall. And for me, I know that growing up in a household where also, I had some family members who had drug problems as well. And I think that wasn't necessarily why I did it, but I think it was an inspiration behind like self-medicating in a situation, mm-hmm. in many situations. I think what I realized about myself is I've always felt like an outsider, and I've always felt very I always want to do the right thing. And a lot of people don't want to do the right thing. And sometimes when you call people out on the right thing, they don't want to be your friend anymore, and you can be very lonely. And you can be, I had a lot of situations in my life where I've always felt very alone and very separated from friendships. I've never had a big group of girlfriends. I never had nothing like that, because I've always just been such a thinker, aware. I don't know. But sometimes I guess it wasn't for the best, because like I said earlier, I said, I'm not everybody's favorite. You know, I'll call somebody out on some bullshit or whatever. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We're good.
With that being said, I think that led me down a path of just not understanding why people were like that to me and why I felt so separated, because I didn't need to please anybody. Mm-hmm. I think back about who I was. I was very I knew I could do what I wanted to do. I knew that I didn't need to have people judge me. I didn't need to have people I didn't need to impress people or go to parties or do or whatever, you know? And when I did put myself in that situation, I did really stupid things, you know? And I don't know. I woke up one day where I was like, I just don't want to be like this. I went in a psych ward. I've been to rehab. Those types of situations, you kind of get into them and you're like, I really don't belong here. This seems a little crazy, you know, not say crazy is demeaning it, but it didn't feel like
that was you.
That was me, because mm-hmm. I knew that I was locked into something I was doing to myself. Right. And it was a different, it was just a different mindset. And I think back to who I was, I'm just like, I don't know what you were chasing, but it had to have been just a freedom from not wanting to please anybody or to feel like you needed to have something that everybody else had, you know?
Right.
I think I wanted to have a big group of friends. I wanted to have a long, you know, steady, I don't know, just anything, just whatever, but it just never really worked out that way. So now that I'm more to myself, I don't go out, I don't party, I don't drink. I'll maybe have a glass of wine with dinner and stuff. I do my thing.
Right.
But it's not like how it was.
Right.
I do not touch any drugs. It's just, and it's changed me entirely, because it's just not for me. Mm-hmm. This is not for me, and it was never going to be for me. So that switch up was painful. It was a hard separation. I had to cut off a lot of friends who were enablers, people who will use you, and you didn't really realize it until later, right, when you kind of step outside. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know, just bad people. I mean, the scene in Chicago for really big artists and stuff isn't that safe. It's not safe at all. It's never been safe in the music scene. It's never been really that safe at all. And I think for women too, you have to kind of realize that that kind of stuff is really not going to take you many places. It's not. And it didn't for me. And I had to learn the hard way, but I'm glad that I did and I got out of it. But I think I had to cut people off. I couldn't go out. I had to wake up really early. I had to work out. I stopped eating meat. I just tried to eat well, tried to read every single day. I was writing every single day. I was practicing positivity every single day. Even though I didn't think things, I told myself them. I made myself believe them, you know?
It's a positive self-talk.
And I think writing was everything to me. Just trying to make sure that I was writing down my emotions, and also looking back at them and be like, what? It's crazy when I look back at my journal from 2 years ago, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I tell a lot of my Reiki
I was
clients.
Emotional. Yeah. I was so emotional, but I was doing it to myself. It was so, it's so strange how one simple change of mindset can really shift you into seeing what you were doing.
It's like that light bulb moment.
Yeah.
You wake up and going through all that. And first of all, I just want to say thank you for opening up and sharing all of that.
Oh, of course.
And
being
transparent. I know that's what you love. And it's people can really, that's how you inspire other people, by sharing your story.
I agree.
But, you know, that makes you so much stronger. And I can see as is being, you know, a control freak. And, you know, I went through like a similar, just going out, partying, that kind of thing in my early 20s. And a friend was like, this isn't who you are. Like, you are meant to do so many bigger and better things.
Yeah.
This is not your scene. And I think part of it is that wanting to fit in and be accepted and think that that's who you should be.
Yeah.
When it's like, no, I want to be in control. I don't want anything else affecting me or causing me to be foggy or, you know, I want to be clear-minded and healthy. And I know that I can be on my own if need be and follow my dreams and do what I need to do. And the right people will then come into place. But you do have to, you can't be afraid of cutting those people out.
That's the hardest part. That's the hardest part. I mean, it's not the hardest. I think the hardest part is making yourself accountable. But I think, like, I had to change my number. I had to, you know, like, it was...
That's how you just detach. You cut it off. It's like, that's it. Because you have to step outside that box. You have to want it and look at that with that clear mind and that clarity. It's like, I'm going to do this. I can do this. And that positive self-talk. And I think journaling is an amazing thing to just write down your emotions and see where you're at. Because I think it's just a form of releasing and letting go.
Yeah. It's a form of therapy.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think awareness too was my biggest thing. Like just being aware of my own mind and separating myself from my mind. Because I realize that like
that's the
just
detachment.
Cause, yes, I'm so detached from like, I'm telling you. it's crazy how
different life is. I preach about that all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's weird, but just detached from, because my brain is its own muscle. It's doing its own thing. The reason why the brain is because it's a problem solver. It's supposed to figure out problems. Even when there isn't a problem, it's up there doing its thing. So we just have to trust that, like, sometimes it's not always correct. So we just have to let it do its thing, but sometimes also trust it too. So it's been a process for me to learn who, and it sounds weird, but like who my brain is.
Aside from
my soul self, because my soul self is like, a good person. I'm like empathetic. I love people. I'm like just love. Like that's
you're a genuine person.
Love,
and you can tell that.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the brain is like messy. My brain is messy. She's a messy one.
She's. But I love how you talk about that. I mean, the mind is a very unique and can be a chaotic thing at times. Ooh, it's very complicated.
Yeah. So complicated.
And it's hard to understand that. You know. And. A lot of times we have difficulty doing that, but being able to be on that path and kind of separate things and know that, yes, I'm complex and I have these different emotions and ideas and just really kind of pinpoint, you know, this is who I am right now, being present and kind of moving forward with what you need to.
Yeah. And placing like different words on different feelings. Cause I think like I used to get a lot of anxiety in certain situations. And then I realized that it was really maybe I was like, excited or like, I don't know. It was, and even when I was depressed, like I used to think that my depression was because I was depressed. It was because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. There was a lot of things that I had to be honest with myself about in placing different words for different things instead of thinking that Xanax was going to solve my anxiety because I, you know, was anxious. No, it was because I wasn't doing the things that I was supposed to do. It was just really coming down to like me and my actions and being honest with myself, and there was no honesty. I just wanted everything to kind of be easy, and that's not.
Well, it's hard. You know, sometimes we think we can put a Band-Aid over things, but it's like, let's think about, like, why are we feeling this way?
Yes, why?
Why are we feeling this way, and what can we do
to
fix that or help that situation?
Yeah.
And that's being honest with ourselves and really looking in the mirror. And, you know, I think we can be our worst enemies at times, and it's like being gentle with that person. Like, it's okay. It's okay that that was my past, or it's okay that this happened, but I'm just going to move forward now. And it's kind of what you do in that moment, I think, really defines who you are and what you can be.
Absolutely. You know? I agree.
Oh, I love it. I'm just so glad that, you know, when you said that and we talked about this whole positivity thing, it's like, it can be a struggle, but we need to be as positive as we can. And are you okay? I don't want you choking.
I drank my water. She's, and I was like, uh-oh, it's going to happen. Here we go. And I was like, over here, I'm sure you can see my face. I was like,
yep. I'm like, oh no, hold on. That's amazing. You're okay. You're
and now
okay.
I've got like tears coming out of my eyes.
No, you're crying. Don't cry, Elise.
Oh my God, that's
don't
so
cry.
Funny.
But see, that was just a beautiful thing to talk about. So
yeah,
that's how
it was
that
meant to be.
It was meant to be. I love it.
I love it too.
So let's talk about just, I want to touch on before we kind of close out here and, you know, your Instagram and who you are and your brand and you being so passionate and the amazing individual you are. How did you come to get so many followers?
Well, initially, when I started on Instagram, I was like just posting every single day, maybe two or three times, just creating stuff on my phone. I had really had no other job. I mean, maybe I was like, I wonder, did I have a job? I think I was maybe an assistant in like a realty business, maybe. Late in the game.
Maybe.
But I'm telling you, I really don't think I had a job. I was like also an assistant to like a DJ or something. And it was just, I was just wilding. But I think I was just like really like just posting. And then Instagram found my Instagram. And it sounds funny. Instagram found my Instagram. Well, the people behind Instagram, they liked my Instagram so much that there's this, I guess there was this thing at the time where they, I don't know if they have it still because Instagram's so different now, but it was a suggested user page.
Okay.
And the suggested users were like me and this other guy named Paul Octavius and my boyfriend Trash Hand. And there was tons of other really dope people on there. And basically it was the page that popped up when people signed up for Instagram, they would see our face. So we'd begin like, I remember waking up the first day I was on there and my boyfriend like woke me up and he was like, yo, you have like thousands of followers. Like, look at your Instagram. He's like, why do you have this? And I was like, I don't know. Oh my God, this is crazy. And I was getting like so many followers. And then we kind of figured out that it was the suggested user list. And through that, it really inspired me. It wasn't like, oh, here's a ton of followers and now it's going to be easy. It was like, now I got to really work hard and I got to like do something for myself with this. It wasn't like for... It was always for fun, but it got kind of serious. It was like, oh, this is really happening right now. And Instagram's about to be a thing. So I gained about like 100,000 followers within like a few years from that. And then after that, Instagram changed and I wasn't on the suggested user list anymore. So I gained the other half myself just through hard work and just consistency and posting and just going to like photo walks and doing different things. And, yeah, so
consistency always, like you said, and you touch on that, and I mean that's something that people need to hear. I think a lot of times people think, oh, I can post one thing and people are gonna get that product or follow me just because of it, and it's like they need to see you
face, especially with the algorithm these days, man. You gotta like touch all bases. Like I even in one of my my tips on my YouTube, I talk about like how to have a newsletter like list. Like you must have an email list where you're sending things out these days because the algorithm, even when you have post notifications on for somebody, you still won't even see it. Like it's just crazy these days.
It is
crazy.
And you know, I was going to say too, I'm like, is there a certain time that's better that you should be posting? But the email list, I mean, email lists, I think are cool. Like you have to have that. You have to be doing something with, you know, there's so many different things out there. I mean, Constant Contact and now I can't think, MailChimp, like all this stuff,
goodies.
But building lists, like you have to have. But yeah, I think the timing, you know, it can always be kind of off with like social media a little bit. So having that consistency, you need to do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be something like, oh, look at me, you know, in like a cocky kind of way. I think people get uncomfortable with posting about themselves.
On.
But it's like, don't have
it.
That. Exactly. Don't overthink it. Be you.
You know what?
And just share.
You're giving this advice and I need to listen to it to myself because I you know what I mean? We are all, I think the thing about even like a lot of the positive things that I have, I do those daily reminders. I call them daily reminders for a reason because I am not a perfect person. I don't know. All I know is I really don't know anything. And so, for me, the reminders are to just remind myself too. Like, and I
love that.
I'm just trying to figure it out. I forgot what my point was, but
your daily reminders.
Daily reminders, and I forgot.
That's okay. We'll circle back to it. Yeah. If it wasn't important at that moment,
I guess it wasn't.
I mean, it'll come back. It'll come back.
Yeah.
But having those daily reminders to be yourself, I mean, you can't, you know, we can't be scared to share who we are. But I like that with reminding ourselves of whatever it is we need to do. If it's posting or like having time for ourselves or taking the moment.
Oh, that was the point. Is the
I was trying to talk and ramble on so that you would think of something, think of what it was. I'm like, this is everything we mentioned. It's going to come back to you.
You're great at this. You're so good at this.
Oh, gee. Well, thank you very much.
It was really like, I am an overthinker about my posts still. I don't know when is a good time to post. I mean, I think I actually do because you should always be posting maybe at, like in the morning, 9 a.m. at your time in your zone. Mm-hmm. Because that's when people are waking up or, maybe even 8 a.m. Some people start at 9, so maybe get in at 8. And then at night. Nighttime is perfect.
Nighttime is great.
But then sometimes middle day, noon is good. People are on lunch. Honestly, just post your pic.
Just post
your videos.
Just post.
Because the only way that people are going to see it is when you share it and you're telling people about it. And just post it. And then after you post it, tweet it to people, text it to people. You know what I mean? Like, use other ways to share it rather than just like, here it is. Like, it's out. You
Here's
know,
one
like,
post. That's it.
Yeah,
and expect
just,
miracles.
You have to share it other places and then reshare it again and then re-bring it up. And then, you know, it's that's you just have to be in people's faces. And you and one thing I learned last year is you have to tell people how to think about you. You have, like, don't, I mean, yes, allow them to think anyway, whatever, who cares what people think. But, like, at the end of the day, the reason... The way to get people to do things for you is to tell them what to do for you. You want people to buy your prints? Tell them to buy your prints. You guys, my prints are on sale. Buy my prints. Buy my prints. Like,
you have to have
someone's
a call
gonna buy
to
your
action.
Print. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, you have to have a call to action. And same way for me. I'm like, I kind of shifted like the concept of calling myself a visual storyteller because at first I was just like, oh, I'm a graphic designer and a photographer. Like, that was my bio, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I do way more than that, and I conceptualize shoots, and I do a lot of different things, and I literally am just visually, like, obsessed, so I guess that's it. So I shifted, and there it is.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's like anything visual.
Yeah, anything visual. I'm a very visual person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really remember names. I remember people's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, and I think that's the beauty of social media, too, is tying the visual into the writing, mm-hmm. and the emotion, and the feeling, and the words.
Yeah.
You know?
I need to get better at captions. I like put an emoji and then I'm out.
An emoji and I'm out.
Yeah.
You gotta love the emoji. I mean, the emojis just exude that emotion.
That's
I
what
think that we're looking
right.
for.
And I've done that since, like, I mean, since the beginning of my time on Instagram. I think a lot of people will know that that's, like, my thing for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just, whatever emoji, like, is connected to that image, I'll just put that emoji and then, like, a hashtag or something after it.
And that's it.
Keep it simple. Keep it sweet. But for other people, oh, man, they're such good storytellers. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't, I mean, not that I said, I could definitely write. I'm a good writer, I think. But I don't think I do enough on the daily to write about in a caption like that.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got what they love
yeah.
and what they're good at
yeah.
and their strengths.
Yeah.
And you definitely, no matter if it's with, you know, what amount of words it is or emojis, yes. you express that emotion in
exactly.
who you are.
And I'm just being myself. I think that's right. key, though, is like if I did try to write like a long caption and be like, you know, I'm feeling this today. And people would be like,
Who is this?
Like, what is going on? Like, I think just that's the key point is like, just do you. Like, don't overthink anything. Just do you, but do it consistently.
Yes.
Like, just don't try to be what anybody else is. Just be consistent and cover all your bases on your business. Be perfected or be protected and mm-hmm. Be smart, you know, and
yeah.
go case by case.
That's such, I mean, if you guys are getting a message, it's being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Being consistent
Literally.
And being positive.
Yes.
That's the whole.
Boom.
That is the mission of this podcast
yes.
right there. So tell us, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at Swopes on Twitter and Instagram. And then you can follow me on Facebook. You guys, I'm not good at Facebook, no. Just be honest. / Elise Swopes, I think. You can add me on there, friend me or thing.
Yeah, you're like, whatever that is, whatever.
Wait,
that
why you
Facebook
do whatever you do
is?
On here? Because I just I do this thing on my Instagram where I just like send whatever on my Instagram is to my Facebook, and like people
right.
might comment on it and stuff, but I don't even check in on there. So that's something I need to work on a little bit. Also my website, I upload everything on there. I've got my daily reminders on there. I've got my daily sunrises. I've got like writing that I used to do. I used to have this like monthly blog, and I don't have time to do it anymore because it was so much. But you can read like about like all the really cool things I did last summer. Like it's a really fun read. And then there's prints and tutorials and YouTube and a podcast. I just started my podcast too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh my God. So exciting. It's a lot, but it's all like we were saying before, it's a lot.
Yes.
Overwhelming, but it's all awesome stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So
exactly.
That's good. It's like just take that breath and.
Yeah. I'm not trying to overthink anything. I'm just trying to do it.
Do
you know
it.
What I mean?
Exactly.
I think that's the thing that like held me back
wave.
For so many years. I was always I'm telling you, and I felt so weird about it because I would always be like, oh, I'm going to start my YouTube. And then a year would go by. Oh, I'm going to start my YouTube. And a year go by. And I'd be like, no one trusts me anymore. Like, who am I to these people? You know what I mean? And now I'm like, if I want to do something, even if I know that it's not going to be perfect and I'm not going to be like the best YouTuber, I'm not going to be the best podcaster, and maybe my sound's going to be bad, but I'm just going to learn through it because I'm not going to learn if I'm just waiting for that perfect moment because that perfect moment's never going to happen.
Never.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just the experience and you learn. Yes. I never thought I was going to have a podcast.
Here
what?
We are.
Like how, and I mean, here we are. This is episode 31
oh
that we're recording.
God. Congratulations.
So it's like,
you're amazing.
But it's a learning experience, you know, and that's how you evolve and,
really?
And it leads to other opportunities. And it's like, wow, okay, I did that. Like, that's awesome. So no,
I'm like tearing up a little bit. I get like really emotional too. I'm like a crier. So I'm like, let me not. No, I'm a crier.
Listen, this is why. This is why you and I are connected. It's okay. It's okay. So the site is swopes.co.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Or at least swopes.com. Or you can just Google me. It'll come.
Just Google me.
You can find a lot of good stuff on you.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you again
thank
for
you
taking
so
the time out
thank
to be
you.
Here. And I'm so grateful I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
I have a feeling we're going to be doing some other things together.
I agree.
Awesome.
Yay.
And if there's any other tips or questions you guys have, be sure to send me a message on Facebook at Getting Zen with Gen Z or on Instagram at JZ Beauty and the Beast. Thanks, guys. See you next week. Bye.